The bill would allow a range of identifications, including student IDs in this year's elections, but after that, only government-issued identification would be permitted. People wishing to cast a ballot without identification would need to sign an affidavit and be photographed by an election official. In his veto message, Governor Lynch said he could accept a bill that would allow voters to present many types of ID, but he said the final bill is too restrictive. Supporters of the tighter requirements say they would minimize the potential for fraud. House Speaker William O'Brien criticized the Lynch veto and for supporting what O'Brien termed Lynch's party's, quote, discrimination mythology. Senate Republican leaders called Lynch's veto disappointing. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.